सर्वक्षेत्रेषु भारत क्षेत्र क्षेत्र गय ज्ञानम जत्तद ज्ञानम मतौ नमः। क्षेत्र क्षेत्र गय ज्ञानम, दिस बॉडी एंड द क्षेत्र गण, द ओनर एंड द ऑक्युपायर ऑफ द बॉडी, दिस सब्जेक्ट मैटर वी आर डिस्कसिंग लास्ट नाइट। It is very easy. I was explaining that's like this apartment we are occupying, therefore we are occupier, but we are not the owner. The owner is different person. Similarly, this body, there are two souls, the super soul and the individual soul, jivatma, parama, brahma, parabrahma. Jivatma is brahma constitutionally, because mama ivamsa jiva bhut, the living entities, they are part and parcel of Krishna, God. Therefore, qualitatively, what is Krishna, the jiva, living entity, is the same thing. There is no difference in quality. But quantity, there is difference. Paramatma और भगवान, ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवान इति शब्द थे, ऑल दिस थ्री फीचर्स ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ, ब्रह्म, परमात्मा एंड भगवान, द अल्टीमेट कॉज इज भगवान, एज इट इज कन्फर्म बाय कृष्ण, ब्रह्मण अहं प्रतिष्ठा। The Brahma effulgence, that is standing on Krishna. Krishna is the source of Brahma effulgence. Just like the sun glow is the source of sunshine. Sunshine is very big, all pervading, and sun appears to be located in some place. But which is important? The sunshine is important or the sun globe is important? Because the sunshine is emanating from the sun. It has no independent existence. As soon as the sun disappears, there is no sunshine. So wherever there is sun, there is sunshine. Therefore, sunshine is dependent on the sun. And within the sun, there are cities, palaces, inhabitants, just like within this planet. There are cities, there are roads, there are so many varieties of living condition. Similarly, in every planet, there is varieties of living condition. Kotishu asesha vasudhadi vibhuti vinnam. From Vedic literature we understand, jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Jasya prabha, Govinda's prabha, Krishna's prabha, illumination. Prabha means illumination. Just like this bulb and the illumination. The illumination is broadcast all over the room. The bulb is located in a place. Similarly, Govinda is located in his planet, which is known as Golokovinda. And from there, his bodily rays are being distributed. Sarvam Kaluidam Brahma. That is Brahma, impersonal Brahma. This impersonal Brahma is the bodily effulgence, rays of Krishna. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti kotishu asesu vasudhadi vibhuti vinnam tad brahma niskalam ananta asesu bhutam govindam adipurusam tamam gaya. We do not know actually what is Krishna's potency. Param bhavam ajananta. Avajananti mana mudha. Manasim tanumasitam. Param bhavam ajananta. People, mudhas, without knowing Krishna's potencies, how he is working, how his potencies are working. Parasya brahmana shakti akhilam jagat. Sarvedam akhilam jagat. In the Vishnu Purana, it is said, parasya brahmana shakti eko sthanishita shagne jusna vistarina jatha. Parasya brahmana shakti tathaiva akhilam jagat. Eko sthanishita shagne. Agni, fire. Just like sometimes we see fire on the beach, but illuminates. Similarly, God, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is situated in his planet, Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuto. Although he is situated in his own place, he can be present everywhere. That is God. We are sitting in this room, we are not sitting in other room. But Krishna, he can sit in his Goloka Vrindavan, he can dance with the gopis, but he is everywhere. With his full potencies, there is defense. That Krishna explained to Arjuna that I, first of all, explain this Bhagavad Gita to the sun god. Arjuna, to clear the matter, inquired from him, aparang bhavato janma paro janma vivasata. So, Arjuna knew that Krishna can remember 40 millions of years ago he spoke to the sun god. But to clear the misconception of others who will later on read Bhagavad Gita, he inquired the question that, my dear Krishna, we are born very recently. How is it that you say that you explain this Bhagavad Gita 40 million years ago? In that answer, Krishna said that, yes, you were also present at that time when I explained. Because Krishna and Arjuna, they are constant company, friends, parsha, eternal associate. When Krishna comes, he comes with his associates. Just like if you invite king, that does not mean the king alone. The king comes along with secretaries, commander, ministers, soldiers, so many things. Similarly, whenever Krishna comes, yadadadahi dharmasya grani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sijamaham. At that time with Krishna, all his associates also come. So Krishna said that the difference is that you have forgotten. That is the difference between Krishna, God, and ordinary living entity. Krishna says, Vedaham Samatitam. He knows past, present, future. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedanta Sutra, it is said, Janmadasya jata annayat itaratascha artisu abhigya. He knows everything, nook and corner, whatever is going on in the nook and corner of his creation. You cannot hide anything from Krishna. Sarvasya chaham ridhisannivishtya. I am situated in everyone's heart. Matta smriti jnanam apohanancha. I may forget, but because Krishna knows that I wanted to enjoy something in this material world, he gives me the chance. Now I give you the opportunity. Enjoy. You wanted a body like this, all right, you take this body. You wanted a body like demigod in heavenly planet, like Indra or Brahma, all right, take this body. And if you wanted a body like hog to eat stool, all right, take this body. Jijadhamam prapadyante. Whatever you want, Krishna is witness. Ishara sarvabhutanam nirdesha arjuna tishtati. So he is noting down your desires. And he's giving you opportunity. Just like if somebody is kind upon me, just like our Kartika is very kind, he has given me this room. If I say, Kartika, this room does not suit me, give me that room. Yes, you come in? Yes, you come in. This is a question of love and affection. So Krishna is so affectionate to the living entity. Whatever he wants, he is giving. Come on, take it. Therefore, we find so many varieties of body. Why so many varieties of body? Because the living entity wants a particular type of apartment. If this type of apartment would have been given to me, I would have been very much happy. All right, you take this. But the owner of the apartment is Krishna. Therefore here it is said, Khetraṁ gañcapi māṅa viddhi sarva khetri subhāra. So the living entity is the occupier of this body. And the owner is Krishna. Therefore Krishna's another name is Rishikesha. Rishikesha. This body means the senses. We are enjoying with this body means we are enjoying the sense gratification. My eyes to see something very beautiful. So God has given us these eyes, see nicely to your heart's content. I want to touch something soft. Krishna has given us. All right, you take opportunity. Eko bahunam vidadhati kaman. This is the Vedic injunction. That one Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he is giving us satisfaction. Whatever we want to enjoy, he is giving us full facility within this material world. But because we do not know what is actual enjoyment, therefore this so-called enjoyment is turning to be distress, confusion. Just like a child, if he is given full freedom, all right, my dear child, whatever you like to do. So he cannot stay in one kind of engagement, sometimes this, sometimes that, sometimes this, sometimes that. He is not happy. But if he follows the instruction of the parent, my dear child, you do like this, you eat like, then he is happy. If he takes the freedom in his own hand, it is not possible to become happy. Similarly, Krishna has given us a certain type of body. I am the occupier of this body and I am enjoying. But because my calculation is mistaken, Krishna bhulya jeev bhogavan cha kare, pasete mayatare japotiya dhare. As soon as we forget Krishna, as soon as we forget that this body is given by Krishna, this body should be utilized for the satisfaction of Krishna. That is real sense, that is real knowledge. If I am given this apartment by somebody to live, I cannot dissatisfy him. Then I will ask, please make it. That will be a distressed condition for me. So why people are suffering? The people are suffering because one has been given all the facilities as he deserves. But because that is his own program, it is not satisfied. If you accept Krishna's program, then he will be satisfied. That is Krishna consciousness movement. We are asking people to follow Krishna's program. Don't plan your own rascal program. You'll never be happy. But we are busy for rascal program. We do not know what is happening as a resultant action. That means yajñārthe karma annatra karma bandhana. If you work simply for satisfaction of Krishna, that is called yajna. Krishna's another name is yajna. Or Vishnu, yajnesha. So, yajñārtha karma, that's nice. You are free from any interaction or resultant action of your karma. You are not responsible. It is very, very easy to understand. Just like in an office, if you work for the satisfaction of the proprietor, then you have no responsibility. Either loss or gain, you are free. But if you create your own plan and work for under your own responsibility, then you will suffer or enjoy. Actually, there is no enjoyment, it is simply suffering. So, that is going on. Yajñārthāt karma annatra karma bandhana. We are becoming bound up. We have got this body according to the karma of my past life, and again I am creating another series of karma. I will have to accept another body and finish that karma. Again I am creating another karma, this is going on. Nūnaṁ pramatta kuruti vikarma jadindiya prītaye aprinoti nasādhumanne jatvātmanoyam asannapi klesate asadeha. This is the instruction given by Rishabhdev to his son. Nūnaṁ pramatta. All these living entities, they have become mad. We can see very easily, whole world, wherever the big cities, they are working just like madmen. So many cars, so many flyways, so many under subways, and always busy. But kurute bikarma. They are not working very nicely. Bikarma. Karma, vikarma, akarma. These things have to be understood. Karma does not mean that anything you like, it becomes karma, just like monkey. Monkey, whatever he does, it is simply mischievous. Therefore sometimes we accuse, you are an ass, you are a monkey. There is activity, but there is no meaning. There is no meaning. Jumping. Monkey, whatever you see, gutter. So these kind of activities are not karma. Foolishly, rascal, dumbly, that is not karma. Karma means prescribed duties. Prescribed duties. Janma karma. Guna karma. Chaturvarnam maya system guna karma vibhagasa. Guna karma. Chaturvarna. According to Vedic civilization, there are four divisions of karma. Because there are three qualities of the material nature. Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. So, when we come to certain type of activities or accept certain type of body, Krishna is giving us opportunity. I want a certain type of body, Krishna is doing. Krishna is giving through the agency of material nature. Karanam gunasangasya sadasat janma junishu. Why the living entities having different types of body? Sat asat. Some types of body are nice. Suppose you become demigod, Indra, Chandra, that's very nice. But if you become dog or worm in the stool, that is not very nice. But we have to. Why? Karanam, the reason is guna-sangasya. As we associate with the gunas, there are three gunas, qualities of the material nature, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. See, if we associate with satagun, tuddhangacchanti sattastha, then those who are associated with satagun, this is very easy to understand. If you become a nice, educated person, good character, you will be always welcome anywhere, good position. And if you are a thief, rascal, without an education, then your position will be different. So, karanam gunasangas. So, if we associate with goodness of the material nature, then we are promoted to the higher planetary system where we get better comforts of life, long duration of life, so many facilities. Similarly, uddhangacchanti sattvastha madhye tishthanti rajasa, those who are associating with the qualities of passion, they remain within this middle planetary system, bhubhuvasa. And then jaganna guna vittistha adhogacchanti tamasa, and if we associate with tamasic qualities, then we degraded to lower species of life, lower planetary system, dark planetary system. There are many planets, they are dark, as we have got a part of this planet also, 6 months dark, 6 months light. There are so many different varieties of planet. This is a, we are wandering from different planetary system, different in this way. Karanam gunasangas. The society, the human society, not the animal society. Krishna says, chaturvarnam maya system gunakarnam. Gunakarnam vibhagas. So, according to guna, if we are associated with satagun, then that class is called Brahman. If one is associating with Rajagun, that class is called Kshatriya. If one is associating with mixed guna, especially Rajagun and Tamagun, that class is called Vaishya. And if one is associating with Tamaguna, that class is called Sudra. Chaturpanna maya system, guna karma vibhag. So, In this way there are varieties of life. But that opportunity is given by Krishna because he is witness. He is Hanumanta Upadrashta. He is seeing everything. He is within our heart. Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesha Arjuna Tishtati. So in this way we are changing different varieties of life. Sometimes human beings, sometimes animals, sometimes demigod, sometimes something else, sometimes rich man, sometimes poor man, sometimes brahmana, sometimes shudra. In this way we are wandering in different species of life and different position, in different planets. There are millions and trillions of planets and there are 8,400,000 species of life. In this way we are wandering. This is our position. This is not very good business. Bhutta bhutta praliyate, we accept. Just like we have got this now, human form of body, Mr. such and such, very good position, very good business, very good. But at any moment, I'll be kicked out. At any moment. That is no guarantee. And again, I'll have to accept, according to my karma, another body, where I may not get this position. I may not be even human being, because according to my mentality, I'll get the body. Jang-jang-mapi-smaran-loke-tajat-tanti-kalevaram. Our next birth will be settled according to the mental condition at the time of death. So that mental condition one has to practice. What kind of practice? So that is also how the practice should be done. That is also indicated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva prata devan, pitrin janti pitrin prata. They are trying to go to the moon planet. But you cannot go in that way. That is not possible. You cannot go by force in any planet. You have to prepare yourself. Just in this planet also, if you want to go to some other country in America, you have to prepare yourself. For passport, visa, and so many papers, P-form, bank balance, these, that, so many things. You cannot by force that I have come to America. The immigration department will immediately check where is your passport, where is your visa, where is your bona fides. Similarly, if such rules and regulations are here, even in this planet, how you dare to go into the moon planet or other planet by force? This is all childish. Now they have stopped. The American government has stopped financing this foolish excursion going to the moon planet. They have stopped. They have now come to sense that simply these so-called scientists, they are experimenting on public money and wasting. Long, long ago, when I wrote my book, Easy Journey to Other Planets, I described this moon planet excursion simply childish and foolishness. And about 2-3 years ago, in San Francisco, the press reporters asked my opinion about the moon planet. So I told them, it is simply waste of time and money. And now it is happening. Long ago I said this. This is not possible. Although there are innumerable planets, but even if you go to the moon planet, your problem is not solved. What is the benefit if you go to moon planet? How your problem is solved? The real problem is that I am forced to accept different types of body. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. And as soon as I accept body, I have to be under the tribulation of material nature. That was advised by Rishabhdev. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. All these foolish rascals, being mad, they are acting against the laws of nature. Vikarma. Vikarma means against the laws of nature. That is vikarma. Karma means prescribed duties. And akarma means doing something which will have no effect. Three things are there. Karma, vikarma, akarma. Karma means prescribed duties. If you want, just like you want to do business, you must do according to the rules and regulations, license of the government, then you make profit, be happy. That's another thing. And if you act vikarma against the rules and regulations of the state, you commit theft or this or that, then you'll suffer. Vikarma. And akarma means you act in such a way that you become liberated. Akarma. You are not bound up. That akarma is yajna. Yajnaarthe karma. Annatra karma bandhana. If you act for Vishnu or Krishna, then you are not, liable of the responsibilities of karma, because you are doing everything for Krishna. Just like Arjuna did. Arjuna was thinking that if I kill my grandfather, the other side, then I shall be merged into the sinful activities. He is my superior, he is my guru, and he is my... In this way he was thinking. Actually, it was so. So he was declining to fight, because that was karma. But when he decided to fight on the order of Krishna, that is not karma. That if there is any sin, that is, it may be transferred to Krishna. Just like if you kill some animal with your stick, the stick is not responsible, you are responsible. Similarly, if I become a stick, an instrument in the hands of Krishna, then I am not responsible for any karma. Otherwise, I am responsible. Just like a soldier, his business is killing by the order of the state. He is killing so many persons and he is getting recognition, medal, gold medal. And as soon as he comes home, if he kills one person, he will be hanged. He can say, "My dear sir, I killed so many persons in the battlefield, I was awarded gold medal, now I have killed only one person, why you are hanging me?" And he, because you have done for your own sense gratification. And so many men you killed in the battlefield, that was the order of the state. This is same position. Yajnaarthe means to act on the order of the Supreme. That is called yajna. Anything which you act for satisfaction of the Supreme, that is called yajna. Yajnaarthe karmanna. That's like in the Vishnu Purana it is said, Varna samacharavata purusena parapama Vishnu aradhate pungshang nannatra tosukarana. This division of varnasrama, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, they are all meant for satisfying the Supreme. Varnasrama. Varnasamacharavata, those who are strictly following the rules and regulations of the Varna and Ashram. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. These are Varna and Ashram. So, this Vedic civilization is meant for training the whole people in such a way that they will be engaged in the performance of yoga. That is called yoga, yajñātaka. So that either he acts as a śūdra or either he acts as a brahmana, it doesn't matter. The real aim is to satisfy the Supreme. This is very easy. There are so many grades of officer in a big establishment, either the manager or the ardali or the servant, because the whole thing is to satisfy the supreme authority of the office. Everything is all right. Similarly, according to the capacity, one is ordinary servant, one is manager, one is clerk, one is this and that. That's all right. Similarly, according to our particular quality, one may be a Brahman, one may be a Kshatriya, one may be a Shudra or Vaishya, it doesn't matter. But the whole society, if they are engaged in satisfying Krishna, that is perfection. The Krishna consciousness movement is not that we are asking everyone to become a sannyasi like me and give up everything. No, that is not our program. You act as a Brahmana, as a Kshatriya, or a Vaishya, or a Shudra, it doesn't matter. But you try to satisfy Krishna. That is the program. That is enjoyed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Atapungvi, in the Naimisharana meeting, great meeting of great saintly persons and brahmanas. And Suta Goswami was president, he was speaking. And he said, Atapungvi Dijas Sreshtha, you all people assembled here, you are the best of the brahmanas, Dijas Sreshtha. My dear Dijas Sreshtha, they are ordinary, not ordinary men. Atapungvi Dijas Sreshtha, Varnasama Vivavas, he is referring to that, Varnasama. You cannot, if you want to maintain, keep the perfect human civilization, then you must maintain this varnasrama. Otherwise there will be chaos. You have to adjust. Nobody is lower, nobody is higher. Just like in my body. I have got head, I have got my leg. Leg may be less important than the head, but everything is important in the service of the body. Whole body. Simply head, there is no leg, you cannot walk. Suppose that you have got good brain, but your leg, there is no leg, andha khanjunna. Then you have to take help from others. So, yajñartha karma, the Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, everyone should be engaged in Krishna consciousness. Then the society will be perfect. Otherwise there will be chaos. Otherwise there will be chaos, and that is the position at the present moment. People are not happy, although there is enough money in Western countries, enough enjoyable things, and we see in other countries like Australia and Africa, there is enough potency of producing food and grains and meal. So this rascal proposition that the population has increased, their scarcity of, these are all rascal propositions. God has enough potency to give you 10 times food you want. But because you have created chaos in the world without following the Krishna consciousness, there is trouble. So this Krishna consciousness movement is all-round solution, overall solution of all problems. Therefore our request is, those who are actually leaders, thoughtful, they should take this Krishna consciousness movement very seriously, study its philosophy and try to spread it as far as possible according to his own capacity. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.